tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. Alhamdulillah, our topic of today, beautiful saying, Salli qabla an yusalla alayk, meaning read salah before yours is prayed, meaning read salah before you are prayed upon. Yes, it goes to say that while we are still alive, we need to be punctual on our salah and perform this obligatory duty of offering salah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it is one of the most important pillars of Islam. Before, inshallah, I mention this hadith to you, let's first recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. Without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib
sallallahu
ta'ala ala Muhammad
sallallahu
alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that Islam is established upon five things. Number one, testifying that there is no God except Allah. Number second, and then Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. Number second is praying salah after shahada, that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the servant and the prophet of Allah. Then number second comes salah, establishing the five times prayers, salah. Number third is zakat. Fourth is hajj. And the fifth is fasting in the month of Ramadan. So these are the five pillars of Islam. And alhamdulillah, all these five pillars, they are extremely important for us to uphold, as the building does not stay steady unless the pillars are strong. Offering salah five times a day is an obligation upon every sane Muslim, male or female, who has reached the age of puberty according to the Islamic law. We are not permitted to do any other act whilst offering salah, meaning this is an act of devotion, true devotion in the court of Allah. According to one estimation, out of the 1440 minutes in the 24 hours a day, it only takes roughly 85 minutes to, let's say, about plus minus 1.5 hour to offer our five times daily salah. Yes, we can spend the remaining minutes for other religious or worldly tasks of our choices. But the sad state is the state of our negligence, which is found in us, in Muslims. When Adhan is given, Adhan is heard by all and sundry. We listen to the Adhan. We hear the Adhan every time. Come for Salah, Hayya ala Salah. But do we adhere to the call? Do we even respond to the Adhan? There's two ways of responding to the Adhan. One is verbally, as Muazzin says, Allahu Akbar, we repeat. Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Then Hayya ala Salah, when he says, we are supposed to recite, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi la aliyyil azim. Hayya ala al-falah, same thing, because this is where the shaitan can come interrupt. And before that, you block it out. The whispers of shaitan, before he talks you out of it, you say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi la aliyyil azim, and you respond to the call of Azan and you go towards your salah. Alhamdulillah. So beautiful the system of Azan is. Do we know, say, the Azan is given every 5 minutes out of 24 hours? Let's say we all are in different zones, right?
Right.
you know, the sunrise and sunset, it differs mm-hmm. according to where you are, your global positioning.
Right.
So the time of salah, it keeps on changing after every distance, you know, after every so many kilometers, right? So everywhere, Adhan is given at almost every 5 minutes. Somewhere around the world, Adhan is given, subhanAllah. So this is how the sound of Adhan is echoing in this globe, subhanAllah, on this surface of earth. And that is, alhamdulillah, the true act of devotion.
Yes.
Of Muslims, of us, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we have filled the world with the sound of Adhan.
You know, so each and every one of us wants success, looks for success, looks towards success. And subhanAllah, in the Adhan, we hear, Hayya ala al-falah, come towards success. This ibadah of salah, this salah is our road and is our path to success. Because by us performing salah, it will lead us to success. And the importance of salah is such that on the day of Qiyamah, this is the first question that will be asked to a person regarding that person's salah. As mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the summary of which is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if the salah of a person is correct, then everything else will be correct. But if the salah of a person is not complete and not correct, then everything else after that will not be correct. So Allah, imagine the importance of salah is such that if we want success in this world and in the hereafter, we need to be punctual in our 5 daily salah.
SubhanAllah, definitely, because this is the first thing, as you have mentioned, that will be asked a question about. The accountability that will take place, the first thing where on which the accountability will be taken place will be our salah. Have you prayed your 5 times salah? Okay, once in a while, you know, you may be reached late for jama'ah and so on. But here the case is totally different. Here we don't even see our numbers in the masjid. It is seen as an achievement by our masjid management if there's one row that is complete. We'll say, oh, today, alhamdulillah, we had one full row. Allahu Akbar, as opposed to all the rows being filled.
This is the state today.
Yes. Allahu Akbar. And you've mentioned that the first question will be asked will be about salah. Growing up, in my childhood, the masjid I used to go to, you know, sometimes in the masjid, you'll see written different calligraphies on the wall. Sometimes some ashar also written. So there was this Farsi shair was written on the masjid wall. That, Roze Mahshar ki ja gudaz buad, awwali pursishe namaz buad. That the day of judgment, which will be terrifying, the first question that will be asked will be about salah.
Allah Akbar.
Alhamdulillah, same the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yes, are we ready for that question, for that accountability? Allahu Akbar. So before we go there for accountability, let's take our accountability here. So we are not embarrassed there. Allahu Akbar. As-salatu nur, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, salah is light. Salah is light. We are all, Sayyidi, I encounter a lot of people looking for guidance, looking for light in their life.
Right.
The same people are looking for light, looking for guidance everywhere. They are not seen in any of the salahs. Whereas they are found looking for light, but they know they're looking it, maybe looking for it in the wrong place. If they had read their salah, they know the light of guidance is there, subhanAllah. Because in salah, salah is such a light where we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance in each and every rakat. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Surah Fatiha is wajib.
Yeah.
And we are asking Allah for guidance in every rakat of the salah. And if we are neglecting our salah and looking for guidance elsewhere, then no, this is not going to work. Why? Because salah is light. In the dark, in the trials and tribulation, in the dark times that we are living in, Sayyidi,
right,
sins are, you know, every way propagated. You go, you turn in any direction, you will see wrongdoings. You will see the evil actions. You will see the minions of shaitan everywhere. Cinema, music, you name it, alcohol, all of these things, all around us.
And this is darkness.
Yes. These are the dark times that we are living in. And what do we need to look for in these dark times? Instead of going to the markets, which is known to be the most hated place in the sight of Allah, among the worldly places, is its marketplaces. Mm. And the most beloved places in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal, among the places of this world, is the masajid, is the masjid, subhanAllah. Instead of us going to the market and looking for a solution, they come to the place which is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the masjid, the house of Allah. SubhanAllah. Masjid is a place, Sayyidi, you as soon as you enter the masjid, the atmosphere itself, you are in so much of peace.
And you feel that the tranquility, you know, when you enter the masjid, that coolness and that calmness in your heart, you feel it, because not only are you at peace at heart, but also in mind as well.
True.
The person is at peace.
Because there is positive energy.
Yeah.
I mean, masjid, what is done in the masjid? Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Quran is recited, Salah is read, Allahu Akbar. All these are positive things which brings positivity to our heart and mind. Whereas all the negative places and negative things, negative stuff is done. We can't look for positivity there.
No, not at all.
Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, we shall discuss this further on. We have a beautiful kalam, alhamdulillah, for our viewers out there. Madine wale, subhanallah. Listen to the kalam and we'll be back shortly after the kalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Le raza, sab chale madine ko, main na jaun are, khuda na kare, jaano dil ho, shokhirad, sab to madine pahunche, tum nahi chalte raza, sara to saman gaya, mera dil aur meri jaan madine wale, mera dil aur meri jaan madine wale, tujh pe sau jaan se qurban madine wale, tujh pe sau jaan se qurban madine wale, bhar de bhar de mere daata meri jholi, bhar de bhar de bhar de mere daata meri jholi, bhar de ab na rakh be saro saman madine wale, ab na rakh be saro saman madine wale, phir tamanna e ziyarat ne ki
پہچان مدینے والے پینے والے تجھ پہ سو جان سے قربان مدینے والے
صلو علی الحبیب
صلی
اللہ تعالی علی محمد
صلی
اللہ علیہ وسلم. الحمدللہ, we have listened to the kalam. Alhamdulillah that salah is noor. And the person who does not read Salah, Sayyidi, where is he going to have nur on his face? Subhanallah. You will see the characteristics of those who pray Salah, Subhanallah. And especially those, you know, sometimes when people pray Salah, some of us develop a dark patch because the skin is always coming in contact with the floor.
Right.
And, you know, some of us don't, some of us do. And mashallah, that itself will be bright, so bright on the day of judgment, subhanallah, that his brightness will be seen.
Subhanallah.
The limbs of all the people who make wudu, who are habitual of making wudu, and if you are habitual of reading salah, you are habitual of making wudu, because without wudu, you can't make salah, right? So those people's limbs on the day of judgment will be shining bright. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will see his ummah. Allahu Akbar.
Allah.
And he'll say, this is my ummah. And all this is due to the barakah of wudu water on the limbs. And it will become noor for the limbs. And this will be our identification, that these were the people who were in the habit of making wudu, in the habit of reading salah. Subhanallah. MashaAllah. The Honorable Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, As-salatu nur. Salah is nur and salah is light. As humans, we realize the importance of light, right? Don't we? And often going to great lengths to install suitable lighting in our homes. When these lights fail, we throw them away because they have become unfit for the purpose. And naturally, we do not give importance to useless things, right? How about enlightening our hearts with the noor of salah?
And humans, that is the light we need.
Yes, alhamdulillah, we need that light. And we as humans were created for the sole purpose of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the purpose. Salah is fulfilling our purpose. From the actions of worship available to us, salah is the most important and superior. The Prophet of Allah, Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, even supplicated for himself and his children regarding salah as it is described in the Holy Quran. He says, oh my Lord, make me the one who keeps salah established and also some of my offsprings. And oh our Lord, answer my supplication. A right of Allah Azza wa Jal, salah holds so much importance that on the day of judgment, it is the first matter will be questioned about, as explained in the blessed hadith that on the day of judgment, a person will be asked regarding salah first. Commenting on this hadith, Allama Abdul Rauf Manawi rahimahullah, he says that no doubt salah is a sign of sound faith and the essence of worship.
Subhanallah.
On the day of judgment, reward will be given in the form of light to a worshipper who was consistent in offering salah. The light of salah will radiate from the faces of worshippers in this world and in the hereafter.
Subhanallah.
Salah is the light of a believer, and his heart, his face, his grave and resurrection. Subhanallah. If you want to brighten our grave, we all know that in the grave there is no electricity there. There is no, a pipeline that is going there, brightening our qabr. It is the darkest places of all. And qabr is the place that doesn't discriminate anyone. You can be rich, poor, it will treat you the same. What can we do for the darkness in the grave? We as believers, we believe that inshallah, for the first noor to enter our grave will be the noor of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our salah will also be noor for us. Subhanallah. Yes, this is what we hold on to. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant acceptance to our supplications and grant us salvation from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of hell. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, as we are discussing the benefits of Salah, yes, and the importance of reading Salah before we pass away from this world and our Salah is read, meaning our Janaza Salah. Every time you go to Janaza Salah, what makes you think that your turn won't come and your Salah will be read? Just like how you go and attend people's Janaza Salah, and it is for those who do. Some of us don't even do that. You know, it is important. If you want, you know, we all want to be given proper burial, right? When we pass away, we don't want our bodies to be thrown away just anyhow. Must be given proper burial. We must be buried with honor, with respect, subhanAllah. And how is it achieved? When people come and pray for you. When people come and read your salah, janaza salah. And if you yourself are negligent about the janaza salah of others, people are passing away, your own neighbor passes away, you don't even go, you don't even partake in the janaza salah. How can you expect now others to come for your janaza salah?
You know, Munasab, attending the janaza salah, that should actually be an eye-opener. That should be a lesson to each and every one of us.
Yes.
That while we are still alive, you know, while we still have this gift of life where we can still do things, we should perform our 5 daily salah instead of, you know, when we die lifeless and we cannot do anything. We are hopeless at that time. We can't do absolutely anything. No good deeds. But whilst we are alive, we still have that opportunity. So the question is, are we taking advantage of this life that we are given in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And salah is such, you know, that we have the importance of salah, the virtues of salah, the rewards of salah. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith, that salah is nur, salah is light. So together with all of this, it is also, you know, important that one learns the laws of salah as well. You know, how to perform ruku, how to perform sujood, etc. The wajibat of salah, the fara'id of salah, those acts which break one salah. All of these are very, very important and essential to learn in order for one salah to be correct.
Together with that, Sayyidi, alhamdulillah, our dars helps with that. Dawat Islami, in our Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, we have masjid dars, adult classes. And here in our masjid, alhamdulillah, we do after Zuhr salah. Because people at that time gather from different walks of life. Some leave their shop and come, some leave their business. Lunchtime it is, alhamdulillah. So they offer their Zuhr Salah, and without taking much of their time, maybe 2 minutes, 2 to 5 minutes, maybe a few paragraphs from laws of Salah, alhamdulillah. And they learned such a great deal that they fell in love with the concept, alhamdulillah. Then I never knew that my Salah could be invalid because of these reasons. Meaning, I haven't been reading my salah correctly. These are the arkan or the essentials of salah. You know, the fard actions of salah. These are the wajibat of salah. These are the sunan, sunnas of salah. And these are the prerequisites of salah. That if we don't follow these things, then my salah is compromised.
Yeah.
And what are those actions that could nullify or invalidate one salah? And alhamdulillah, it makes a difference. It makes a difference. And at our homes, you know, we need to teach, enlighten our children. Those are still in their development phases.
Yeah.
No. They are at the age of 6-7 years. And from that time, we should start encouraging them to read Salah. And then when they go, as they are growing up and they haven't reached the age of puberty, from that time, there must be strict measures to make them punctual on salah. So when they enter in puberty, then by that time they are already, alhamdulillah, punctual on their salah.
And they are already, you know, accustomed to it as well.
Yes, alhamdulillah. So if as parents we are not punctual, how can we expect them to be punctual? You know, because children, do as we do. They don't do as we say.
Yes.
As much as we would like to, but that's not how it works. Right? And alhamdulillah, it's in our hands. And we are all responsible for those under our care. Allah Azza wa Jal states in the Holy Quran, Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. It teaches us this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran that we need to safeguard ourselves and our family from the fire of hell. Not only ourselves. We are not only responsible for ourselves, for our own actions, but mm-hmm. we are also responsible for our family members. If they are going wrong, then somewhere we have not done our duty. Yeah. To guide them in the proper channel, in the proper way, and for which we will be held accountable. Mm-hmm. And this is a great responsibility. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, all of you are shepherds, and all of you will be held accountable with regards to your subjects. Mm-hmm. The people who are under you, in your care, people who you are responsible for. You know, you are a guardian for Allahu Akbar. So these are the beautiful guidelines that Islam provides for us. Alhamdulillah. And Salah, it stands right in the center of everything. I mean, in our daily life, five times a day. And it can really transform our lives for the better if we truly adhere to the guideline and we could design our life in such a way that everything surrounds the five times yes. Salah. Time management, we don't even have to think.
Mm.
Everything is managed, everything will go smooth. But if we are losing our Salah, then nothing will go smooth in our life. Because we have destroyed the very framework, yes. the spiritual framework of five times Salah.
And also, you know, Masab, it disciplines us as yes. well. Like, you know, we have five times daily Salah and getting up in the morning, you know, when everyone else is, the rest of the world is asleep and you are getting up that part of the morning performing Fajr Salah. Imagine getting up and performing Fajr Salah. How beautiful one's day will go.
Definitely.
You know, everything will fall in place as long as one's Salah is in order.
Subhanallah. So, we are saying that, you know, it's fundamental for our discipline purposes mm-hmm. to discipline ourselves, you know, spiritually. Yeah. And also it may work as a beautiful framework, spiritual yes. framework where everything just fits in, subhanAllah. Yes. But you see, this is not the reality. We understand the framework of eating, breakfast, lunch, supper. And that three times, we know, we are so accustomed to it that we design our whole life, around that.
And punctual on it
yes.
also.
Okay. We have breakfast, we go to school, college and work after breakfast, right? That kick starts. Then we have our lunch where we have a break. We go for lunch. Then after work is finished, everything, we come home, that's supper time. But if we could turn it around and design our life around five times Salah, subhanAllah, that will be so beautiful. We have Salah first. We don't wake up for breakfast, but we wake up for Salah. Just perspective, change the perspective.
And that to two benefits, spiritual. Yes.
The breakfast is not going anywhere. It will be there.
Yeah.
Inshallah. Salah first, we have a breakfast, right? And then life goes on. Lunchtime, Zuhr Salah first, and then we have our lunch. Guilt-free lunch. Mm. We know that we haven't missed our Salah. Alhamdulillah. And then after that, Asr time, we take perhaps our tea break, read the Asr Salah, have a cup of tea, alhamdulillah, we are good to go. Mm-hmm. And then Maghrib, clock out. This is around the time where globally people finish work.
Right.
Most of us, at least. And as soon as we clock out from work, if you have wudu, alhamdulillah, if you don't, make wudu, Maghrib Salah. Then after that, everybody is heading for home and whatever other endeavors or errands that they need to run. After that, you go, perhaps you want to have supper before Isha, mashallah, no problem. Have supper after Isha, that is personal choice. Right. And then whether you have supper before or after Isha, but irrespective of that, your Isha shouldn't be compromised
yes.
for the meal. You know, you can have your beautiful dinner and everything after Isha or before Isha, as long as you don't compromise the Isha. Alhamdulillah. And then after that, you can have a peaceful sleep, knowing that you have read your Isha. Guilt-free sleep, alhamdulillah. So in this way, it could work better, right? And we can get ourselves accustomed to not three times a day, but rather five times a day.
Yes.
Right? Just change of perspective.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get up for breakfast, we get up for Fajr. Breakfast is not going, is there? Right? We don't go for lunch break, but we go for
Zuhr.
And then lunch can follow. Lunch is not going anywhere. And then instead of, you know, going for supper, you go for Isha, and then supper can fall either before or after Isha. Alhamdulillah. So in this way, we can, you know, break away from this three times a day to five times a day. Alhamdulillah, Asr and Maghrib, it falls in between. MashaAllah. And Asr being the most important Salah, Sayyidi. And this is the time where most of us at work.
Yeah.
This is business time. Peak hours of business.
This is actually a test.
Yes. That is why so much importance is placed upon it. This is the most important salah according to the tafsir of the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to guard over our salahs, especially the middle salah, which according to majority of the mufassirin refers to our Asr salah.
Subhanallah.
And Asr salah is that salah where we are tested, really. You know, most of us are at work.
Yeah.
So what is more important to you? What takes your preference? And that's where our salvation lies. We could pass this test, whether dunya is more important to me or the akhirah.
That's such a test, you know, because one has to choose, you know, my wealth more important, or is my salah more important?
And salah is the wealth of the akhirah.
Yes.
This is the temporary world. We are here for a short period of time, and that is an everlasting world.
And mashallah, Munasab, you've explained this so beautifully that if one has to coordinate one's life in this way, then it will be easy for them to be, you know, disciplined, to prioritize their life and to have a schedule in place. Why? Because they have the five times daily salah in order.
Islam is the closest to human nature. Alhamdulillah. Cleanliness is prioritized in Islam. Spirituality is prioritized in Islam.
Subhanallah.
And salah can help us achieve all of this.
Yes.
Mental health, physical health, spiritual health, discipline, and so on.
Absolutely.
Barakah, blessings, subhanAllah, all of it can be achieved just by being punctual on five times salah.
But you know, Masab, unfortunately, it is a sad reality, but there are some, you know, who take salah as a burden. And they think, you know, that, you know what, salah is such a burden and this and that. Whereas those are the same people who want success. Those are the same people who want to get rid of the difficulties. Those are the same people who want to get rid of their problems and their worries and their stress and their anxieties. And the way to remove all of this is to perform salah. Make sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put your head on the ground and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this way, by a person doing this, they will see how their problems start to disappear.
Sayyidi, you've mentioned that, you know, we are negligent of our salah and we find it hard and so on. Quran, actually, the Holy Quran gives us the answer. Why is it such? Illa alal khashayin. That salah is difficult. One may feel it like a burden, but not those who are sincere.
Allah.
Those who are sincere won't feel it a burden, but they will look forward to
it. They will find pleasure in it.
Yes, subhanallah. So all it needs is sincerity of the heart. And once we devote ourselves and connect our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will come naturally. The love of salah will come naturally to us. It should come to a point, you know, not like we have to look at the clock. Oh, okay, is it salah time? Or the clock chimes and reminds us it is salah time. But we should be the one, it must come to that stage, we should be the one to check the time constantly. Oh, okay, there's still 5 minutes left for salah. Okay, there's still 10 minutes left for salah. We must be checking ourselves as to how close the salah time is, instead of the watch reminding us. you know, that, oh, time for Salah. Or the app reminding us. Remember, by the way, speaking of the apps and the Salah timings, there's a beautiful app developed by our Dawat Islami, that IT department, mashallah. It is an app which I always keep on the phone. It, alhamdulillah, helps with many scenarios. Checking the Salah timing, you know. Let's say you are traveling. You don't know the Salah timing in other areas. You know, maybe perhaps for your own city and town. Let's say, for example, you're traveling from Durban to Johannesburg. The Salah time will change. Why? Because the sunrise and sunset is different there than it is here.
Right.
If you go to Cape Town, it's totally out of sync, right? And if you travel overseas, even worse. You won't even know what time, you know, how to determine Salah timing unless you ask somebody or local authority, you go to the local masjid. But if you have the app with you, alhamdulillah, everything is within reach.
Even the Qibla direction is
yes,
there as well.
Yes, Qibla direction, Islamic calendar,
yeah.
And mashallah, from time to time, you will see reminders there when there are noteworthy events that are coming up, the Urs of Buzurganeddin, the big nights, and alhamdulillah, many, many wonderful events. Whenever they occur, there will be a push notification coming through, which book to read. Let's say, for example, Ramadan Sharif is coming, which they will give you the blessings of Ramadan, the link, everything will appear there. You know, this is a support system to help us boost our spirituality.
Subhanallah.
You are checking. You can even turn on the notification for every Salah. The time of the Salah enters, it will sound the adhan, subhanAllah.
And this is one of the good ways of making use of technology.
Yes. Very, very, very beautiful. Alhamdulillah, indeed. And plus it has Hanafi and the Shafi, both times of Asr Salah, because, you know, Asr times, they differ in principle, you know, between the Hanafi and the Shafi. Alhamdulillah. So it provides solution to all of those, you know, issues that we might face generally. And mashallah, if we stick to it, if we benefit from it, inshallah, azza wa jal, it can be a tool to manage our spiritual life. It can be a tool to really give our spirituality a boost and discipline our life in the Islamic manner, Sayyidi. Alhamdulillah, benefits of Salah, Sayyidi, we have studied, you know, some, from time to time, you will come across some research done. Mm-hmm. And you know, sajda, it has so many scientific benefits. Wudu, the scientific benefits of wudu. We know all of this, that there is benefit from the time, every process that salah involves. Right. In every process, there is benefit, spiritual, medical, financial. You know, there is mental, there is benefit in each and every phase of our ibadat. Yet, we neglect it. You know, if a doctor tells you, this is healthy, eat that. Otherwise, you will have a heart failure. How serious would you take that advice?
Without thinking twice, at the same time, and eat that.
And here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells
us
the benefits of salah. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is telling us the benefits of salah. And we don't take heed. Some of the benefits of salah are that salah provides relief to the heart and to the other body parts, such as stomach, the intestines, you know, medically it keeps them relaxed. It is good for our heart health, our stomach health, our digestive system, subhanAllah. Salah also reduces or completely alleviates pain and worry. I mean, sometimes our pains and worries are more psychological. And in salah, once you connect yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you are in communication with the one who has the power and authority to remove all your problems, how can you still be in problems and worries? Allahu Akbar. And then we have a great opportunity for light exercise, you know, as we are getting up, down, joints are being exercised, muscles are being exercised, and they are actively engaged while performing various postures of salah, such as standing, bowing, prostrating, subhanAllah.
Also, our blood is being circulated at the same time, which is also very important for one's health.
And besides that, you know, if let's say, for example, we making sajda, and if we have flu, nasal congestion, all these different health issues, then in this case, prostration, sajda, if the sajda is lengthened, that can help, subhanAllah. And if we make sajda to the ground, then it can absorb the static, you know,
right.
The ground can absorb. This is another benefit. Subhanallah, we are connecting to our root.
Mm.
We are made from sand. Allahu Akbar. And salah, offering salah, it clears the mind and extinguishes the fire of anger.
Mm.
If you are angry, you feel agitated, you are irritated, you are just, you know, bitter about things, clear your mind, make wudu, that will diminish your anger, and read salah, alhamdulillah, it will take care of it.
And most of the Holy Quran teaches us that, you know, salah protects one from indecency and from doing evil deeds.
Yes, alhamdulillah. That is a great benefit of reading salah. I mean, these are the benefits of reading salah. These are not the purposes for which one yes. should read salah, right? So there is a fine line there, you know. We know there is so much of medical benefit, but one shouldn't perform salah to gain medical benefits now, right? This you will get whether you intend for it or you don't intend for it. This comes by the way. The main purpose and the sole purpose of performing our salah is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and please our Rabb azza wa jalla. Salah at the same time, Sayyidi, it protects one's health and it motivates our sustenance, you know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spiritually increases our sustenance through salah. Subhanallah. And salah grants relief from many various different illnesses. Strengthens the heart.
Allah,
you know, heart
Allah.
Is the problem that is most common in today's world. Everybody is suffering from blocked arteries, you know, because of excess eating and sedentary, more and more sedentary lifestyle, and at the same time, unhealthy eating habits, eating more and more fast food, fried stuff, and so on and so forth. So yes, we are living in a world that is, the buzzword is instant messaging, instant food, instant noodles, instant this, instant that. Instant heart attack too.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the result. And if we want to really take care of our health, pay importance to your diet. And alhamdulillah, if we are punctual and habitual of reading our salah, that will also aid and help our physical health. Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah. You know, if one, let's say, leads a sedentary lifestyle, that, you know, we don't feel like doing anything. We're feeling lethargic, basically.
Right.
Salah keeps you motivated.
Rejuvenated as well.
Yes,
at the same time.
Let's say, for example, you are sitting on your couch, nice and comfortable. Mm-hmm. Adhan goes. Your auto response of your body that comes, if you are habitual of reading salah, if you are punctual on your salah, then that laziness goes out the window. Automatically.
Same
this
time.
Is the automatic response of your body and your mind.
That natural instinct.
Yes. You know, as somebody scares you from behind, what is your natural response? To jump, right?
Right.
Yes. And this happens naturally. As soon as we hear adhan, time for salah, leave everything.
And that's how it must be.
Yes. Alhamdulillah. So trigger and the action after that. So the trigger is listening to the sound of adhan or knowing, okay, it's salah time. Or the app reminds you, adhan. Mm. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Beautiful reminder we are given, mashallah. And this is how we can safeguard our salah and pray before we are prayed upon.
Inshallah.
So this is something for all of us, alhamdulillah, to really get accustomed to, is to safeguard our five-time salah. And this can be our great achievement. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep us punctual in our salah and accept عبادات آمين صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله عليه وسلم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and